Trend number 5, being all you can be on the job. In a world of global competition and high personal ambition, no discussion of professional development would be complete without confronting the subject of performance enhancement through technological and pharmaceutical means. And the popularity of energy-enhancing drinks suggests that the world is more psychologically prepared to embrace this concept than most people are willing to admit. Consider just 3 recent examples. 1, a recent article in the Los Angeles Times describes concert musicians who take a beta blocker known as Inderol to prevent stage fright. Inderol controls the effects of adrenaline so musicians can perform at their best. 2, according to Sports Illustrated, 104 Major League Baseball players tested positive for performance-enhancing substances, such as steroids or human growth hormone, during random testing in 2003. And 3, the Miss California committee paid for its contestant in the Miss America pageant to have breast implants for her 2009 performance. But the business world has always seemed immune to such controversies. Until now. According to a recent article in the Conference Board Review, the question of performance-enhancing drugs is about to enter the corporate realm. In theory, corporations that want improved performance from their employees can allow them to use coaching, which is already pervasive, as well as medication, cosmetic surgery, and whatever personal productivity technology they can afford or that the company is willing to subsidize. Foresight, a British think tank, has reported on drugs that can boost scores on exams and enhance memory, and a whole new class of drugs that improve cognition is being developed. For example, modafinil was developed to treat narcolepsy, but also improves memory and alertness while avoiding the jittery side effects of amphetamines. Soldiers use it, so why not consultants who need to pull all-nighters? Why not give it to a design team that's creating the latest laptop? Another group of compounds known as ampicines will increase alertness and cognition and enhance memory. Another development promises to be even more effective and controversial. Direct mind-machine interfaces are not the stuff of science fiction anymore. According to an article in the New York Times, a company in San Francisco called Emotive Systems sells a headset for under $300 that picks up signals from the brain and facial muscles and uses them to control a computer. In Sunnyvale, California, OCZ Technology Group is selling a similar device based on eye and facial movements for only $169. This is just the beginning of a very big industry that will seek to enhance human performance by coupling the mind and body with machines of various kinds. And increasingly, the machines will participate in decision-making and not simply carry out instructions. Researchers at the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago created a prosthetic arm that responds to the same brain signals that control a normal arm and hand. Medical implants are becoming far more common as well. In the future, it will be common for people with diabetes to have an implant that constantly monitors blood sugar and adjusts insulin levels. Why not have an implant that does the same thing for brain chemicals that enhance performance? The drugs and technology are now available to make such an implant that could detect when a person's attention is wandering and refocus it chemically. Based on this rapidly approaching brave new world, the Trends editors offer the following 5 forecasts for your consideration. First, savvy business leaders will increasingly monitor the disruptive effects of various performance enhancers introduced into the competitive environment. Just a few years ago, the iPhone or BlackBerry were considered luxuries. Today, they're considered a necessity for mobile professionals who can't live without always-on email and internet access. Expect more and more technologies, including pharmaceuticals, to play a similar role. Second, new businesses will develop that do nothing but sort through these enhancers and advise corporations on adoption strategies. These will include coaches, evaluators, and facilitators who will determine a company's needs, identify which employees need enhancement, and suggest the sorts of enhancement that make the most sense, such as chemical, technological, and so on. Top executives will undergo special scrutiny, and their willingness to be enhanced may even play a role in their desirability as leaders. As companies offering solutions to the enhancement problem proliferate, There will inevitably be a lot of snake oil salesmen. However, a few indispensable companies and their solutions are likely to dominate after just a few years. Third, watch for Chinese firms to be among the first to adopt cutting-edge enhancements. China is a nation that is keen to be competitive. It also has a growing base of technical talent and far less in the way of regulations that might stand in the way of the newest drug or implant. American companies will be competing directly with Chinese firms, so this will play a key role in the future competitive landscape. Just as the U.S. can't afford to unilaterally hamper itself with carbon caps, it can't afford to prohibit its companies from using the latest enhancement technologies when other countries are forging ahead. Fourth, watch for a booming industry to develop around new drugs and technologies for enhancement of business professionals. Pharmaceutical companies are already testing drugs for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's that can be extended and modified to enhance performance. And high-tech companies that devise brain-machine interfaces are exploring ways to adapt these for the future super worker. Similarly, direct electrical stimulation of certain brain areas will become possible through implantable nanotech devices. These innovative and disruptive offerings will be advertised directly to consumers, just as we now see ads for prescription drugs for everything from arthritis to heart disease. And fifth, the new enhancement technologies and drugs will also find a wide range of applications in treating traditional ailments and disabilities. The line between medical treatment of disease and injury and enhancement of normal people will begin to blur as everyone with the means to do so seeks to optimize performance. But in the end, those with real disabilities will benefit as the cycle of product innovations increases and economies of scale are unleashed.